I now give the floor to the representative of China, who will be taking the floor for the second time.
The unilateral initiation of arbitration by the then Philippine government is out of bad faith. It aims not to resolve the relevant disputes between China and the Philippines, or to maintain peace and stability in the South China Sea, but to deny China's territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests in the South China Sea. The initiation of this arbitration violates international law. The conduct of the arbitral tribunal and its award seriously contravene the general practice of international arbitration, completely deviate from the object and the purpose of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, which is to promote peaceful settlement of disputes, substantially impair the integrity and authority of UNCLOS, gravely infringe upon China's legitimate rights as a sovereign state and a state party to UNCLOS, and are unjust and unlawful. 主席先生,
Mr. President, at the moment, thanks to the concerted efforts of China and ASEAN countries, the situation in the South China Sea is progressing in a positive direction. Regional countries are working to bring the South China Sea issue back to the right track of dialogue and consultation in a forward-looking spirit. China stands ready to work with ASEAN countries under regional regimes represented by the DOC, properly handle disputes, enhance mutual trust, steer clear of disruptions, and jointly maintain peace and stability of the South China Sea. Thank you, Mr. President.
Merci.
Thank you.